This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today, inshallah, we're going to go over 10 aspects that the Quran mentions are the tactics of shaitan. And in Salat al-Fajr, in both rak'at, I recited various surahs that mentioned two of these 10 tactics. So we're going to go over, inshallah ta'ala, a number of them. And the reason being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to us what these tactics are. And when you know the tactics of your enemy, then obviously you are more prepared, right? If you know about scam callers telling you about some prince that has left you some fortune, and you know this is a reality, when somebody calls and says, oh, I have a fortune to leave you, send me your bank details, you know the scam. If you don't know the scam, you might fall for it. So Allah Azza wa Jal has explained to us 10 scams of shaitan, 10 techniques. Actually, there's more than 10, but today we're going to go over 10 techniques that are explicitly mentioned in the Quran that shaitan uses to call us to commit sins. The first of them is the one that actually is so trivial that Allah Azza wa Jal has lifted from us the sin when shaitan does it. But it is a tactic and we should be aware of it. And that is the tactic of distracting us to the point of causing us to forget. So one thing that shaitan does, and it is a tactic we should be aware of, but if it so happens that shaitan is successful, Allah is so merciful, we are actually not held to account. So shaitan will cause us to forget something that we should be doing. Time to pray. Asr is going. You say, khalas, I'll pray inshallah, no problem. And then next thing you know, Asr is gone. And you have forgotten that you had to pray Asr. If it is a genuine forgetting, genuine, you didn't really, yani it's not your fault, well then Allah has lifted from you the sin. But realize this is a tactic of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانُ. If shaitan causes you to forget, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتَ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَ. When Khidr and when Musa and Yusha are traveling, Yusha says to Musa, I forgot to give you that fish when the time came, and this is actually from shaitan, he caused me to do this, right? So one of the tactics of shaitan is to cause us to forget. A second tactic of shaitan is to see us in a sensitive situation and then to take advantage of that situation, to cause us to slip when we are in a very sensitive situation. So for example, we might be tempted to a sin, but we are trying to battle that sin. Shaitan sees that we are already in a precarious situation, and shaitan will push us over the edge. So here, shaitan will take advantage of a natural weakness in it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in a number of verses. For example, about our father Adam. فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan caused them to slip. This was a weakness that Adam felt, that the angels are living forever. I'm not living forever. Remember, he's the first human, obviously, right? He knows there's something different about him and the angels. And shaitan caused him to slip. فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ. In another verse, فَإِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا. That shaitan caused them to trip up because of what they have done. In a third verse, Allah mentions somebody whom he blessed with knowledge. But then, unfortunately, that knowledge caused him to be arrogant. And so, فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. When that person turned away from knowledge, shaitan followed him right then and there. When shaitan saw the opportunity, when the man fell into some weakness, فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan literally preyed on him, followed him when he went, when he shouldn't go. So we have here now to be extra careful when we are weak, when we are close to something that we shouldn't be doing. Shaitan is monitoring, and shaitan will push us over the edge. Shaitan will cause us to slip. This is a second tactic of shaitan. A third tactic of shaitan is to use anger against us. He's going to rile up. He sees a little bit of anger, and shaitan will pour some kerosene, some oil, some fuel. Shaitan will make the anger even more. The anger might be a little bit legitimate, but shaitan knows that when we are angry, we don't think rationally. And when we don't think rationally, we do things we're going to regret. And so in the Quran we have, for example, the famous story of Musa alayhi salam, that when Musa became angry when somebody taunted him, فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. Musa became so angry, he punched the Egyptian and killed him. فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Musa said, this is from the doing of shaitan. Shaitan caused me to become so angry, I lost track of what I'm doing, and I just punched the person. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-ghadabu min ash-shaytan. Ghadab comes from shaitan. Anger comes from shaitan. So to feel this quick sense of anger, to become so frustrated at somebody that you just want to do something immediately, this is a tactic of shaitan. That's why our Prophet ﷺ said, when one of you feels angry, seek refuge in shaitan. Ista'idh billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Anger, and this is especially true with our friends, with our family, especially with our spouses, right? We do something in anger that we regret for the rest of our lives. So anger is a tactic of shaitan. A fourth tactic of shaitan is actually a comprehensive one, many different subcategories, different ways of implanting his idea into us. The most common we call it is waswasa, as you know, but the Quran has a number of different terms. Each one of them is slightly different. Of them is nazagha. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ. When the nazgha of shaitan comes, and Yusuf says, مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. That after shaitan, nazgha between me and my brothers. And Allah says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. So nazgha is a type of waswasa, but it is a very specific type of waswasa. Nazgha is to create doubt in your heart against your brother, to create some type of animosity against your brother. So there is a special waswasa that is meant to create su'avan, to create hostility, to create breaking the ties between you and your brother. This is called nazagha. Another you know is waswasa. فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ. And waswasa, to implant the idea via whispering into the soul. It's not a whispering the ear hears. It is a whispering of the soul. Our ears cannot hear it. Our soul hears it. Another way is to throw into our hearts. So Allah says in the Quran, فَيَنْسَخُ اللَّهُ مَا يُلْقِ الشَّيْطَانِ. So Allah will get rid of what shaitan has thrown in, flung in, cast in. Yet another way is to feel something that إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. When massa of shaitan comes, shaitan touches them. So all of these are ways that shaitan uses to get his ideas into us. And they're all the same concept, but each one is slightly different than the other. So this is another tactic of shaitan. And how do we know when a thought comes from shaitan versus when a thought comes from our natural desires? Because sometimes we have natural desires, right? So Allah mentions in the Quran that the nafs itself, وَإِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. How do we know? Al-Ghazali says that when this desire, when this thought, when this fleeting notion shocks you, like where did this come from? Then this is something that you know comes from shaitan. When you yourself don't know, why am I thinking like this? Why did this evil thought come of doing this evil deed? That's not me. Know that your own shock is a sign. It's not you. It is from shaitan. And this should give you courage that, you know what? This is not me. This is shaitan's waswasa coming in. So this is one other tactic of shaitan, the fourth tactic. The fifth tactic of shaitan, very scary one, is that shaitan causes us to go bit by bit. Shaitan causes us to go step by step. In Arabic, it's also called idraj. So, you know, what, you don't just jump into a major sin. May Allah protect us all, like zina, like yani shurb al-khamr. It's sometimes possible somebody goes directly in. But generally speaking, what happens? Little bit of looking of the eye, and then flirtation, and then exchanging of phone numbers, and then talk. Look what's happening, right? An entire stepping, right, going on. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, O you who believe, لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. Don't follow the bit by bit, خطوات, يعني walking bit by bit. Shaitan's not going to take you from point A to point B miraculously. You're going to have to go step by step. So shaitan will go, oh, you're not doing zina, you're just exchanging phone numbers. Oh, you're not drinking alcohol, you're just, you know, walking to the pub with your friend, walking to the, you know, place with your friends. You're not doing this. So this is khutwa, khutwa. Shaitan is going to push you a little bit forward. When you get there, a little bit more. When you get there, a little bit more. Until finally you're like, how did I end up here? Well, because لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. You followed bit by bit where shaitan is leading you. This is point number five. Point number six, I recited in the first rak'ah, promising shaitan. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. Allah gave you promises, and I gave you promises. But the promises of Allah are true, and my promises were complete lies. يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا Shaitan's promising them. Shaitan's enticing them. But all of the promises of Shaitan are false. So Shaitan will come and promise you something that, oh, if you do this, then you're going to find so much pleasure. If you don't give sadaqah, your money will be safe in your pocket and you're going to be rich. This is a false promise of Shaitan. يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا So Shaitan promises you something. He promised our father Adam. What did he promise our father Adam? So the Shaitan says, he وَقَاسَمَهُمَا He's giving qasam. His promise was more than just, I promise you. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ That Shaitan gave them a severe oath. I'm promising you that I am your sincere friend and I'm advising you. If you eat from the tree, then you will live forever. So this is another tactic of Shaitan. Tactic number 7, making us scared. Fear is also a tactic. When the fear is used to not do a good deed. Sometimes fear is a normal fear. If you have an enemy, it's normal fear, that's fine. But when the fear, so there's natural fear and then there's shaitanic fear. Natural fear, you understand it. There's a threat, there's a robber coming or something. It's a natural fear, it's okay. And it's not, you know, haram or shirk to feel it, no doubt. Iman will help you, but in and of itself, it's natural. You're going to fear that fear. But when you are fear, when your fear causes you to not commit a good deed, when your fear immobilizes you in this regard, then it becomes shaitanic fear. إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي This is Shaitan making his allies scared. And of course, the Quranic verse here is about the battle. When you have to fight the enemy, you know, you're in the battle of Badr, the battle of Uhud, the battle of Khandaq, you can't just be scared. You have to be courageous for the sake of Allah. If your fear immobilizes you, if your fear causes you to do nothing, well then that's definitely, if you battle the fear, overcome it, alhamdulillah, that's the essence of iman. So this is another tactic of Shaitan. Tactic 8, to beautify, to make something alluring more than it is, to tempt more than what it actually is worthy to be tempted. And this is, of course, تَزْيِينُ الشَّيْطَانِ وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ And to our own father and mother, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ That Shaitan beautified. Shaitan made it look better than it's supposed to be. And this is the reality of every sin. Before we commit it, Shaitan makes us think it's much better than it actually is. Shaitan makes it more alluring. In fact, in a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that when a woman, you know, exits the house, the men are seeing her, استخرفها الشيطان. Shaitan makes her look more beautiful than she actually is. Look at this tactic of Shaitan. Subhanallah, we are so weak. We might have the most beautiful wife married to her, right? But we ignore and we go to somebody else. And that person's husband married to that same lady, he's going to be looking at another lady. And astaghfirullah, one of us might be looking at that one. Look how weak we are. We just want the other. Even though the one might be your own wife, might be the most beautiful. And she's alhamdulillah. But no, Shaitan is going to cause the ajnabiyya, the strange lady, to be more istakhrafaha shaitan. Shaitan's going to beautify her even more. And this is the Prophet is warning us that don't fall for this tactic of Shaitan. So this is tazeen or beautifying. Tactic number 9, distracting and causing confusion, causing chaos. So you become overwhelmed and you don't think rationally. Allah mentions in the Quran, قُلْ أَنَدْعُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُنَا وَلَا يَضُرُّنَا وَنُرَدُّ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِنَا بَعْدَ أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ كَالَّذِي اسْتَهْوَتْهُ الشَّيَاطِينُ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَيْرَانَ So Allah says that, should we invoke other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which cannot benefit us or harm us and turn back to kufr after Allah has guided us? If we do so, we will be like those confused by shaitan. Hayaran, they are all confused by shaitan. And Allah mentions about riba. الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِ There's a famous verse about riba. Allah mentions that the one who is eating riba and consuming interest, on the day of judgment, he will stand up in the same manner that the one whom Shaitan has caused to go crazy in this world is acting. So in this world, there are people that Shaitan has gone to go crazy. Now, what exactly does all of this mean? Some scholars say this is an actual technique of Shaitan that we can diagnose, in the sense of somebody who has extreme OCD, somebody who has extreme like waswasa to the point of not acting normally. Sometimes it is biological and sometimes it is Shaitanic. Right? If it's biological, you have to go to the doctor, get medicine and whatnot, and maybe sometimes there is no cure, schizophrenia or something. Sometimes, and you know, those of us in the field of this ruqya and whatnot, we know, sometimes it is Shaitan that causes what we would call genuine madness or genuine schizophrenia or genuine OCD. It's not coming from a biological imbalance, it is coming from Shaitan. And generally, this is related to sihr, but not all the time. Sometimes it's not sihr. So the Quran has references that sometimes Shaitan causes confusion to the point of madness in your life. And when this happens, once again, the pen is lifted and there's no sin on you because you don't control it. But khair, you have to do ruqya and fight it. And the final point that we will mention, and it is not a complete list, but we can give others, but the final point we'll mention is one of the tactics of Shaitan is to speak about Islam without knowledge, or to follow people who are speaking about Islam and they have no knowledge. So, preachers who are not worthy to preach, or you yourself think something about Allah and His Messenger and you're not qualified to have an opinion. You should not be giving fatwas. You should not be interpreting without solid tools. And Allah says this is a tactic of Shaitan to cause you to be so arrogant, you think you know and you are not qualified to know. So you will follow your desires, thinking that you're justifying it in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah mentions in the Quran that إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Shaitan is commanding you to commit sins. Shaitan is commanding you to commit lewd deeds. And Shaitan is commanding you to speak about Allah things which you should not say and know. You don't know this. وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. This is explicitly a tactic of Shaitan. Allah mentions in the Quran, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ. There are people, they're arguing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're arguing about theology, they're arguing about something that is a very important topic, بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And they have no ilm to argue. They're not supposed to be arguing. And so what is happening? وَيَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مُرِيدٍ. They're actually following Shaitan in this regard. So we have to be extremely careful about speaking about Allah and the religion by not having any knowledge. So to conclude, these are 10 tactics of Shaitan. How do we fight them? Very quickly, ikhlas, dua, dhikr, Quran, praying to Allah, isti'adha. Allah says, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Constantly saying, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Saying, Bismillah, before we do something. Constantly being of those who do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being aware of the tactics of Shaitan. One of the ways we fight Shaitan, to know these 10 tactics so that we don't fall for them. Remember, brothers and sisters, Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. All of these tactics of Shaitan are very, very weak. Know the tactics. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you are sincere, these tactics, inshallah, will not affect you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from Shaitan. May Allah protect us in this world and the akhirah. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.